Packman and Orson's Newsball Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them.
Welcome back to Behind the Newsboard, the podcast where we uncover the stories of resilience and achievement in our school.
Today we're joined by someone whose athletic journey is a masterclass in the comeback from the gymnastics floor to the athletics track. We are talking to Elsa Pawson.
Elsa was a South East squad gymnast before a major injury changed her path. But she didn't just stop, she soared. She's now a SIAB international pole vaulter representing England and a regular at the national championship.
Welcome, Elsa.
Thank you.
That's very good. Elsa, let's go back to the beginning. You were in the South East squad for gymnastics when you were told you couldn't compete again due to injury. That must have been pretty hard. How did you process that news?
I did find it quite difficult to deal with at the start, especially as it was during lockdown. But finding athletics really helped me find like a way to do sport again.
You didn't stay away from sports for long. You jumped into athletics and immediately saw success, coming second in Kent for hurdles in 2023. What was it like switching from the gym to the track?
It was a big change at the start, going from lots of training hours to not as many, and very different environment being outside. But I do really enjoy athletics and I'm so glad that I started it.
Was there a specific moment when you realised your gymnastics skills like strength and air awareness actually made you a natural at track and field?
When my coach let me start pole vault, I think he noticed that I was able to go upside down and not be as scared of heights as some of the other people, which I think was transferable from gymnastics.
Why did you decide to focus more on pole vault recently over the hurdles?
In year nine, I broke my elbow doing hurdles, which put me off for a little bit, and then I decided to focus straight on pole vault.
Let's talk about the pole vault. You've competed internationally at the SIAB Internationals, representing England against Scotland, Ireland and Wales. What was the atmosphere like when you were wearing that England vest?
It was so amazing to be there. And as part of a team, everyone around you wearing England vests, despite athletics being an individual sport, it really felt like a team and the atmosphere overall was really great.
Pole vaulting is often called one of the most technical and terrifying sports in the world. You're sprinting through with a long pole and launching yourself into the air. What goes through your head in those few seconds between run up and the landing?
I tried to focus on anything my coach has told me, like technical things, and if not, just like going for it, really.
And so you've competed at nationals both indoor and outdoor every year. Does the wind, rain affect the outdoor season, making vaults harder compared to like the indoor controlled environment?
I definitely think so. At the international comp, there was lots of rain and it's a lot more slippy. A lot of athletes brought towels to dry poles and things like that. So when it's indoors, you know what environment you're walking into. So it is definitely a big difference.
If pole vaulting was an Olympic X Games sport, what kind of tricks from the gymnastics would you try to add to your jump?
I've seen people online try to do somersaults off the end of pole vault. I don't know if I would be able to do that. Maybe try and twist or something.
Like kind of like add that into your overall score, like
yeah,
10 is a 10 centimeters extra.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Sorry, some people say pole vaulters are just controlled daredevils. Do you agree, or is it about mass and physics?
I do think you have to be quite daring to do pole vault in the first place. Not many people would decide to do it, but at an elite level, it's definitely very technical and you have to get like your technical skills right, or else it's not going to end well.
I've seen a lot of bloopers on YouTube, yeah, especially from pole vaulters in athletic scenes. Some of them do look pretty ouchy.
Yeah.
Going for a major injury and then reaching international levels in the new sport takes a lot of mental toughness. How has that experience helped you with the pressures of school and exams?
I think it's definitely helped me a lot when I'm going into an exam, just knowing that I can adapt to the situation in the exam and be under high pressure like you are in a sport. And that was both in gymnastics and pole vault. But I know that I can, if I'm struggling with something, then you know that in school you can like work on it and get better.
What does a typical training week look like for an international athlete? How do you fit the gym in, the track, and then obviously the homework?
For me, I do pole vault training on Monday, Thursdays and Sundays. And then I go to the gym normally on Wednesdays and sometimes at the weekend. And then any free time, definitely in sixth form, it's a lot easier having free periods. And that's so useful to do homework then. And like getting used to that in sixth form has really helped me.
Okay, time for the quick fire round. No overthinking allowed. Ready? Be honest, are you actually afraid of heights?
No.
Which is a better feeling? Stuck landing in gymnastics or clearing the bar in pole vault?
Stuck landing in gymnastics.
If you could have any song playing in the stadium while you jump, what would it be?
I don't know.
The most annoying piece of equipment to carry, a gym bag or a 4 meter pole?
Definitely pole.
If you could vault over any famous landmark, which one are you clearing?
Oh, maybe like in Trafalgar Square, you know, the lions. I think that would be cool.
Who is more nervous at a competition, you or your parents?
My parents.
Elsa, your story is such a powerful reminder that when one door closes or one vault shuts, another one opens even higher.
Thank you so much.
Well, before you go, I just wanted to ask, do you do athletics here at school?
I haven't so far, but...
Will you?
I think so, yeah. They have it in sixth form.
Mr. Fraser will be listening and, I hope he is. And he'll be getting hold of you as well. And do you have any... So my last question would be, do you have any sort of inspirations in your sport that
worth checking out? Some people... He's become a lot more famous recently, but the Swedish pole vaulter Armand Duplantis, he's quite well known. And he's made pole vault more of a well-known sport than it was before. Mm. And he's probably one of my inspirations. For female pole vaulters, there's an Australian girl called Nina Kennedy, and she's pretty cool too, inspired by her.
No. Well, we'd both like to thank you. So thank you so much for joining us. We'll be cheering you on at the next event. Congratulations, everything so far.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Behind the News Board. Join us next time as we share another story from our school community.